Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking at Stratford Hall this morning. It is in Westmoreland County and a great historical spot. And we're going to jump into a lot of things this morning with Stratford Hall. Karen Daly is here, the president of Stratford Hall. Karen, it is so good to have you here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. It's great to be back with you.
And also, welcome and good morning to Alex Carter, the director of business operations and the festival coordinator this weekend, that we're going to get into a lot of things. Alex, it's great to meet you.
Wonderful to meet you as well. Thank you.
So how does one become the director of business operations at Stratford Hall? How did that all happen?
Love all things people. so jump right in. It started off, I was just a little eager beaver and ready to do anything that Stratford Hall needed. And when Karen came on board, she took the chance on me and put me in a position to do the fun things like the festival and private events at Stratford.
Interesting. So, I mean, and I'm sure, I know there are a lot of events. I mean, you just have to look on Facebook or the website, and you are involved in a lot of things.
We are.
Well, it's a great historic spot to be able to do a lot of things. And you can, Stratford Hall's the kind of place you go to. You may not know a lot about the history, but you'll walk away learning about the Lee family and just the roles they played in early America.
Absolutely, and the connections that you didn't even think about. So.
The big event this weekend is Brews and Barbecue. It's Saturday, mm-hmm. and according to our friend Chuck Bell, the meteorologist at Channel 4, Saturday is going to be a great day. Maybe a little bit rain right at the beginning of the day, but not during the festival. You should be okay.
Yes, we're ready to rock and roll. So beginning at 11 a.m., gates open. We welcome people to come across the gate to the Oval, what we call the Oval, which is the area in front of the historic home, where we'll have breweries and pit masters cooking barbecue, retail vendors, live music, a car show. Aim Hit Go will be there with all of their video games set up. So if that's your thing, we encourage you to come out and take a look at that. But yeah, it'll be a really good day.
Video games at Stratford Hall.
Right.
Wow.
Right?
I never thought we would ever have video games and Stratford Hall together.
Right.
But that's the world we live in now. And a lot of kids will love that. This is a great chance to be able to enjoy Stratford Hall and enjoy Brews and Barbecue.
Absolutely. So the house itself, the Great House, will be open 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., where we encourage guests to walk through at their leisure. The top floor will be open, and our staff will be throughout to answer any questions they may have, but the Great House will be open.
But to be able to see that,
mm-hmm.
and that's worth it right there, and then enjoy the festival, just because the Great House is has that name for a reason. when you see it and you are up close to it, it's huge.
Yeah, I mean, Ted, you know, it's a 1738 iconic piece of architecture.
Yeah.
I mean, the chimney stacks, that style, have really not been duplicated anywhere, not only in Virginia, but in all of colonial America architecture. So it's absolutely worth touring. If you haven't been inside before, our staff love to host and share the history of the Lee family, of those who lived and labored on the site and built the property, and would just love to share it with guests during the festival.
To have a house like that, I know a lot of the homes on the Rappahannock, always the story is that when you had a home like that, you wanted to show what you had. That is so different. Just that it's so huge.
Oh, it is, absolutely. I mean, and what's so iconic about Stratford's architecture is that you don't have a traditional two-story colonial home. It was spread out over one primary floor, and so it's just a huge footprint. One of our architectural historians calls it a cacophony of brick, and truly it is. I mean, just beautiful brickwork.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the house itself and all of the outbuildings were were built from materials that were either harvested from or made directly on site. So those bricks were actually baked there on the property.
Oh, wow.
Built by enslaved Africans and African Americans. I mean, it's truly an incredible piece of architecture.
The first time back in the 80s when I visited Stratford, I couldn't believe it. Mm. I remember just standing there and thinking, I've never seen anything quite so big. And you walk inside and there still is that majestic.
And the way it's silhouetted against the sky, I mean, on beautiful days, it's still, yeah. it takes my breath away every time I go past it.
Oh, when you have drone pictures or just pictures of it. It's the changing seasons.
Yeah, it's the Potomac best. River in the yes. background.
Yes. Yeah. So, Alex Carter, again, the festival coordinator for this event on Saturday. This is a lot of work to put together, I would think.
It's a labor of love. It is.
Well, and because like you said, you've got just the besides the headliners, the brews and the barbecue, but to get cars in there and it's a big effort to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think some of the opportunities that we have to work with our wineries and distilleries is truly magnificent. So Saturday specifically, we'll have the opportunity to have Copper Fox Distillery, Virago Spirits, the Estate at Whitehall, which is right in King George, General's Ridge, Horton Vineyards, Ice House Brewery, which is in Colonial Beach, Mattapani Winery, Rogers Ford, which they also have a craft brewery. It's called Summer Duck. Craft Brewery, as well as Alpew Distributing Company in Warsaw. So they'll bring their variety of beer as well.
It's the Northern Neck is just besides going to Stratford Hall and seeing the event on Saturday, just to be on the Northern Neck, it's a different world on the Northern Neck.
It truly is. I was born and raised there and had the opportunity to land there right after college and then eventually come to Stratford, and it truly is a great opportunity. It's the opportunity to be on the Northern Neck and network with businesses that have evolved over the years is truly an opportunity.
Well, and we'll talk about a whole bunch of things that are going on in Stratford Hall this spring, but you do really have a great relationship with a lot of businesses, and they get involved in these kinds of festivals and events at Stratford Hall.
We truly do. One of the newer businesses in Montrose is the Montrose Art Center, and we've had a wonderful opportunity to work with them from their go time on the ground, and several of their artists are featuring Stratford artwork both in their gallery as well as our gift shop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Saturday's event, it is, what time did you say it was?
11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
11 to 6. Can you get tickets right at the door, or should you get them ahead of time?
Certainly. I encourage you to get them ahead of time. Ticket prices actually increase tomorrow, so I would purchase those as soon as you're able on our website, but tickets are available at the door.
Okay, 11 to 6, but get tickets. Stratfordhall.org is the website that you can get tickets. And, boy, if you're looking for something to do on Saturday,
come on out.
This is the place to do it.
Absolutely.
This has been done now for quite a few years, hasn't it been?
It has. So we've had our longstanding fall festival.
Right.
The Wine and Oyster Festival has been going on for a number of years. However, this is the third year for our spring festival. So we started post-COVID, and it was one of the first festivals in the Northern Neck to take place after that hiatus, which was wonderful. So in 2023, it was our first Brews and Barbecue, and then we're back at it.
I can remember the very first one you did, that Saturday, to see a whole bunch of people that I knew on Facebook that were posting pictures, and I thought this is a thing, and it was one of the first things that was one of the first bigger events after everything with COVID. So.
Yeah. It truly is a wonderful thing to see both our members and our visitors. If you visit Stratford throughout the time of year, it could be a little bit quiet, but especially these two events, the fall and the spring, the Oval itself really comes to life with the big white tents and people all around. So it's a wonderful thing for both our visitation and community to have people on site.
Brews and Barbecue, it is this Saturday, 11 to 6 at Stratford Hall in Westmoreland, stratfordhall.org. And as Alex said, get your tickets today if you don't want to pay more. If
that's right.
If you wait after today, you will pay more, but you can get them ahead of time. Go to stratfordhall.org and look for Brews and Barbecue. More coming up this morning. Alex Carter here, Karen Daly here from Stratford Hall. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Alex Carter and Karen Daly here this morning from Stratford Hall in Westmoreland, the home of the Lee family. Robert E. Lee was born at Stratford, wasn't he?
He was indeed, yes.
Yeah,
so yes, and that's the reason the site was preserved back in 1929 to become a museum.
Oh, okay.
It's a rich part of our history.
Now, when I tell you this, Karen, you'll either be impressed or you'll be disappointed. So I'll just lay this out first of all. But I was looking the other day at your Facebook page because it was there were a couple of photos of some of the paintings there of some of the Lee family. And I don't know that I've ever sat and just looked at some of these paintings of some of these people. It was really fascinating to look and to think, it's a painting, but they were real, you know, this is what they looked like. They were real people. And it was kind of a revelation that I sort of have just looked at. You just look, where's a photo of something?
Ted, we have an incredible collection. And I think we talk a lot about the architecture and the programs that we're offering. But also want to make sure that visitors know and your listeners know that we've got an extensive collection on view in our visitor center. You can come and tour before you visit the house and also in the period interiors of the Great House. So we recreate those four generations of Lee family history in the Great House. And then we have significant artifacts that are on display in the visitor center year-round. You can come and visit those and really, truly step back in time and get a sense of those people and their lives at Stratford.
Oh, and it's a great visitor center with a lot of different topics are covered and just really some great artifacts. And it's so interesting to me because I know you have done some, especially during the last year of the whole Lafayette thing in Fredericksburg. I know that you and the Fredericksburg Area Museum, Gayla Sims was always talking about working with Stratford Hall.
Yeah, we actually have two carriages in our collection that the Marquis de Lafayette rode in during his visit. So really a diverse and deep collection that goes even beyond the colonial history of the Lees.
It was. No, when we talked about that, when that was all happening and that you had those, I thought that is one. I mean, there are certain sort of artifacts around here that just interest me, and that one was one. I thought that's right up there. Mm-hmm. So there really is a lot to see. Alex, before we jump into some other things that are going on with Stratford Hall, you were talking about someone who's grown up on the Northern Neck. People who grew up around here are just the growth just doesn't stop, but the Northern Neck probably hasn't changed much.
That's right.
Over the years, which I find a great thing. To be able to grow up in an area where you don't have so much growth and you can point to things and they have stayed the same.
Absolutely. Specifically in Sappahannock. So I grew up in Sappahannock, and the Starbucks opened this week or last week.
Which is Starbucks in Tappahannock?
Yes.
So there is some change, Ted.
Growth is coming. all you have to do is that. But no, so where did you go to high school? Westmoreland High School?
Essex.
Essex, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So just across the Rappahannock. And truly, I mean, it's such an incredibly agricultural and rural community, rich culture. Stratford is on almost 2,000 acres of preserved land. So, Ted, I think you're so right. I mean, the fact, what sets Stratford apart is partly related to that fact that the Northern Neck is really so well preserved.
Yeah.
And that we have these 2,000 acres surrounding the Great House that really visitors can step back in time and experience.
I never, because what, it's like, over, it's, I never, I didn't realize it's, that Stryford Hall was as big as it was.
I know.
It's till you drove me around. Because I figured we were going to go just to a couple of places, right. And you said, let me just show you everything. And we spent the better part of a morning driving to all of these sites. And it's just beyond the great house. There are so many things to see. The kitchen, that's a fascinating story.
Absolutely. I mean, the original 1730s kitchen is still standing, and that we still can do programs in and bake in. We've got an overlook on the Potomac, so we have 2 miles of Potomac River beachfront, incredible cliffs with paleontology.
Oh, the cliffs are just...
A grist mill, so the, you know, that's built on the original foundation of the Lee era grist mill. Just really wonderful history, a beach where you can go hunting for fossils. So it truly is a significant and expansive site to explore.
And it's so much of it looks just like it did back then. Yeah. So that's the thing. And being right next door, right, if you know where Westmoreland State Park is, then you should know where Stratford is, because it's right next door. And that, so it's that area will always stay the same. Is a great thing.
It is. It's an incredible conservation movement on the Northern Neck, and Westmoreland State Park, Ted, you may know, is actually on the historic Lee Stratford plantation land. So that was originally part of the expansive plantation. Yes,
I did not know that. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But just that all is that all is protected, and you're always going to be able to see that. And that's with some of these cases, it's just not some of the so many places everywhere around have changed historically. But it has stayed the same there. StratfordHall.org again if you want to find out more about it and look in a great Facebook page that shows you what's going on. You've got, and on the history side of thing, I think, I didn't realize that this April is the 160th anniversary of the signing of at Appomattox that ended the Civil War.
It is, absolutely. And Ted, well, we've talked a lot about our colonial history, of course, also as the birthplace of Robert E. Lee, Stratford has a rich Civil War era collection, and actually a specific special collection dedicated to that material. So next Wednesday, we're going to be hosting a lecture, Convulsion at Appomattox, Robert E. Lee, Ulysses S. Grant, and the Long History of Civil War Surrender, with Dr. David Silkenat, who's out of the University of Florida. So he'll be lecturing. It'll be a virtual lecture, but we're also going to have an on-site component. So for those of you in the region, come on out. I mean, Stratford's only about a half hour away from here in Fredericksburg. Come on out and join our Director of Research and Collections, Dr. Gordon Blaine Steffi. He's going to host a reception and a special collection viewing in advance of the lecture next Wednesday night, April 9th. So we'd love to see you. Tickets are available on site, online, and you can sign on. And you can join us either online from home or come out and join us to see the special collection with Dr. Steffi.
Oh, that would be fascinating to see, because, like I said, you do have a lot. You have a lot of Civil War related stuff, and especially when you talk about the end of the war in Appomattox. So that is April the 9th.
April 9th, next Wednesday. Yep, in the evening. And Dr. Silkenat is the chair of Southern History and a historian of the American South down at University of Florida. So it should be a really engaging conversation.
I would think that, Karen, between now and the Virginia 250 is coming up, and I know Stratford's going to play a big part in that. You and I talked a few months ago about a grant that you got to be able to upgrade some things, and the whole Virginia 250 that's focusing on colonial America, that's you.
It is. I mean, as you know, Ted, right? I mean, Stratford has incredibly rich colonial history. So Robert E. Lee's ancestors, the Lees of Virginia, were incredible patriots involved in the founding of our nation. So coming up on Saturday, April 19th, our Director of Research and Collections, Dr. Gordon Blaine Steffi, will be talking about A Rebel Abroad. So he'll be bringing to life some of that Lee family history around the Revolution. But we're also, as you mentioned, investing in our incredible historic sites that are from that era. And with an incredibly generous grant from the Department of Historic Resources, we're going to be working on accessibility in one of our outbuildings around the Great House. So it's really an attempt to both restore our historic resources and make the site more accessible and welcoming to visitors as we approach next year's semi-quincentennial, the 250th anniversary of our nation's founding.
At this point, I just refer to it as the Virginia 250.
Yes, which is easier to pronounce than the semi-quincentennial.
Yes,
right?
I need to work on that. I don't feel comfortable.
I had to practice it a while, Ted.
Yes, that is the thing. But that's going to be a really big deal.
It is.
For the state.
Absolutely. So, I mean, save the date. We will come back, I hope, and talk to you much more about it
much
before
more.
Then. But June 7th, 2026 is going to be a huge event at Stratford. We are actually co-hosting a VA 250 signature event. It's Virginia Resolved, a celebration of independence, and it commemorates the 250th anniversary of Richard Henry Lee offering the resolution for independence when he basically brought forward the motion to the Continental Congress to declare independence from Great Britain. The words that Richard Henry Lee brought forward on June 7th of 1776 would eventually be enshrined in the Declaration of Independence. So we're going to be commemorating that June 7th, 2026, with, again, the whole VA 250 Commission coming out to co-host with us.
Wow, that will when you talk about being the focus of something,
mm-hmm.
little old Stratford Hall is, you know, it's you mentioned it, how we can be quiet sometimes, Alex. It will not be quiet. And that's what a great focus on that, because sometimes with colonial, you forget about Stratford Hall, or, you know, there's such a focus on Williamsburg and Jamestown and things like that. But there, you know, like you said, the Lee family was super involved in all of this.
They were, absolutely. And I think, I mean, we love our partners throughout the state. And,
sure.
And Virginia has no shortage of incredible historic sites or incredible history. But Stratford Hall really should be at the center
absolutely.
Of that history, particularly when we talk about the founding of our nation.
Absolutely. I will stand up and say, wait a minute.
Yes.
Stratford Hall Place. And so mark that down next June 7th.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
That will be a lot of getting used,
ready. We'll be doing a little preview this year, Ted. So if you want to come out and see kind of a little bit more about this history, we'll be hosting a preliminary event this year on June 7th as well.
Okay.
So June 7th, we're hoping it'll spin into an annual event coming out of the semi-quincentennial.
I'll be there. No, this is a big deal, and really a chance to be able to tell the Stratford story
mm-hmm.
of everything being important. And again, we'll next year be talking a whole lot about the Virginia 250, and I'm sure sites all over the state will too. This is that big of that. This is a huge event.
Indeed, and Virginia is really, Ted, leading the nation in this. I mean, we had a commission established out front. We've been convening in Williamsburg for the last 3 years with planners throughout the Commonwealth, but also throughout the nation, because Virginia owns this history. I mean, it is the seat of the founding of our nation, and played such an important role from the start of the Revolution to the end. And so this is going to be a commemoration that really, I think, kind of reaches a crescendo next year, but then will continue on in the years to come as we look back at all of the anniversaries related to the Revolutionary War.
Well, this is interesting because just a few years ago, the Civil War, a lot of anniversaries mm-hmm. came up, but now it will be Colonial America's turn
It will be.
This is what happened. And you're right. It happened all around here, and that's what we're so lucky, where you can individually or take your family to a lot of these places, and they really are, you know, not too far of a drive from where we're at.
No, not at all. I mean, again, just it took me less than 30 minutes to get here this morning.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, pop on over from Fredericksburg. We see a lot of visitors who come out from Richmond, the Michigan Metro, and the Northern Virginia metro area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an absolutely doable day trip. And at Stratford, we also have lodging, Ted. So Alex, I know, can talk to us more about that, but visitors can come and make a weekend out of it and stay on campus and the place where history was made. And that's not something that I think most of our historic peers can offer.
No, I always forget that too. So we will. We'll talk about that when we come back with Alex. Karen Daly here, Alex Carter here from Stratford Hall, stratfordhall.org. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 831.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning with Stratford Hall. Karen Daly is here and Alex Carter here. Big Brews and Barbecue Festival this Saturday, 11 to 6. Get your tickets at stratfordhall.org. And as Alex told us, get them today because the price does go up tomorrow. But it's gonna be a great Saturday for it. And to put on something like this, we talked just about just the partnerships, Alex, that you have, and you've got a lot of business partnerships that make this happen.
Absolutely. So we have long-standing relationships with our sponsors that are underwriting or helping us with the 2025 Brews and Barbecue Festival, Clements Tent Rentals in Warsaw, Local Services in King George, River City Golf Carts out of Tappahannock, the Dove Team, which is right in the Northern Neck, as well as Patrick Stone at State Farm. And like I said, these folks have really a commitment to Stratford Hall and want to see the vision come to life. So it's wonderful working with those folks.
No, it's great that you do have those partnerships because everybody helps each other by being involved with this kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Karen, and I know the partnerships, because we talked about, you know, I mentioned, you know, that you all were working with the Fredericksburg Area Museum. I know I'm always telling you, and it's always amazing to me that when historic people and museums and people come in here, you all know each other. It's so interesting. Everybody knows of each other and what you're doing.
It's a small world, and there is great work going on in Virginia. So it's an incredibly welcoming field with really wonderful colleagues that we get to work with on exhibitions and program development, professional development. So it's really a wonderful, wonderful network throughout the Commonwealth.
No, and as you're putting together exhibits and things like that, if you've got a carriage, or you've got something that fits. I know that a lot of times those kinds of things happen.
Absolutely, and I mean, one example, Ted, we're partnering with Preservation Virginia for our teacher seminar, which we have done for the last few years. So this July, we'll be hosting teachers on site July 10th through the 13th. We work with Preservation Virginia on that. We bring in incredible scholars to provide lectures and training, and then they also work with curriculum specialists to help make the content then accessible for classroom lessons for their students. They're going to be doing travel study up to Washington, D.C. and meeting with some of our colleagues at Anderson House, the Society of the Cincinnati up there, and then stopping at Mount Vernon as well. So really incredible colleagues that we're working with to put that program together. July 10th through the 13th, applications are due, and you can learn more and apply online at stratfordhall.org.
What a great idea, though, just because, I mean, if you're a teacher, to know about these kinds of things and to point out, and do you get a lot of school tours through Stratford Hall?
We do, and we're actually looking to grow that and expand that further. I mean, certainly we have incredibly rich American history and Virginia history connections, so we often see fourth grade when that comes up in the curriculum.
Yeah.
And then what we're also looking to grow is other age ranges. I mean, Stratford has not just American history to showcase, but also incredibly rich STEM through paleontology and archaeology. Mm-hmm. You can learn a great deal about geology on site. And so we're looking really to build that out for our youth audiences.
So if you're a teacher, be on the lookout for this kind of
thing. Please bring your class and come join us for the teacher seminar as well.
Yeah. What a great field trip.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, when I go out there, I consider it a field trip, and it's a great time.
It is a field trip, and we have funding, Ted, to be able to support free access for public schools. So reach out. Don't let funding be an issue to get in your way. Call our staff team, and we'll get you registered.
Okay. Another thing you have coming up that I find fascinating is the Stratford Hall plant sale on April the 12th.
Yes.
And I think that that historically, just to be able to point to some things and how things were grown there, or to be point historically, would be fascinating.
It is. And I mean, we talked a little bit about the expansiveness of the site, almost 2,000 acres. We have incredible gardens and also a really rich trail network. And we have wonderful staff on the team that work, that have backgrounds in horticulture and gardening. And so they share their expertise. They get seeds started in our greenhouse, and then those are the plants that are available for sale at the plant sale. There's actually going to be a preview event, Alex, is that right, for members?
Yes.
And so if any of your listeners, Ted, like Stratford and want to be involved more, they can sign up as a friend of Stratford. And you get free admission throughout the year and also invitations to specific events. So for the plant sale, you'll be able to come a day early and be able to interface with our staff, our horticulture and gardening staff, as well as get kind of early access to the plants that'll be for sale.
I was just going to, Alex, that was going to be the question to you, because you had mentioned about members. And I was going to say, now, if I want to be a member, what's involved in being a member?
Absolutely. So to Karen's point, April 11th, Friends of Stratford members will have the opportunity to come to the gift shop from 4 to 6 p.m., do a plant sale preview, meet with our team. But throughout the year, we do have a number of events that are included with memberships. Christmastide is always a popular one in the holiday season. But depending on where you are, if you're local, we have a number of levels of membership depending on whether you're an individual or a family, so we can meet the needs of everyone.
No, and this is a great way to be able to give back and to help members. Just the financial commitment there helps with, you know, overall what you do.
Absolutely.
So become look into becoming a member, and then you get the perk of some of these things, and as we have talked about, you're not lacking for things going on. So as a member, you'll have some opportunities to get some benefits from that.
You will, and Ted, that, I mean, we're so grateful for the generous support of our members. It really is critical to our ability to do our work in preservation and education year round. But those perks are really meaningful to our members. I mean, I'll just say if one example, that members get early early notification of special programs and ability to register. And our preservation tours, which are coming up in May, which is Preservation Month, they routinely sell out. And last year, I think the first set of preservation tours sold out just with members. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to add some additional tours to the calendar. But that's a real benefit that members are able to access and have some behind-the-scenes opportunities on site.
That's what I was going to say. The preservation, just the picture on your website intrigued me, that to go behind this, because there's always work being done. It's just fascinating the things that you still are finding out even today as you go through layers of things in some of these buildings.
Yeah.
And to be able to see that and to talk to the people that are doing it and to talk about how they figure out colors and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely, Ted. And I mean, you're so right. We're actually in the process right now of restoring the plaster in the lower level passages of the Great House. And in that process, we had to analyze the paint color of the trim. And so we had an incredible analysis completed by a scholar out of Williamsburg who came up and took samples, and we're waiting on the report for that so that we can bring back the actual authentic color from the Lee era on those trim pieces in the passages in the lower level.
Isn't that interesting to be able to know that? And in some ways, because especially in colonial America, you don't have pictures, or unless someone in a diary has spelled something out, a lot of times you're just guessing. And when you start going through the layers, you are able to find things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible. And that's one thing, again, that I think really sets Stratford apart, is how much of the original fabric, building fabric, exists so that you really can study and analyze and find out what it was really like.
Isn't that amazing, though, when you start doing that and realizing that in some cases when you're going through, you know, layers, it's, you know, been a long time since someone has seen that. But just to know that any of those things, you go into rooms, and that's what any of these buildings that are original, I think you can't help but just feel and just look around and just say, you know, the Lees were here, or whoever,
yeah,
you know, that you know were there. But to be able to find out things and to be able to restore things as they were, it's got to be really exciting.
It is, and that it creates that power of place, right? There, you really feel the history when you're on site at Stratford Hall.
Yeah. So, Alex, were you someone when you were growing up that was interested in history? Now, you can be honest.
Honestly.
No, that's what I'm wondering, because in most cases people are just like, no, not really. And the way that the way stories are told now is so different than when we were in school.
Absolutely. And so that background in school is what kind of deterred me. And so history is not my thing. My brother got all things history related, got the history degree, and then he's like, how did you end up there? It just does not make sense. But anyway, history was not my thing. But I can honestly say I've been at Stratford now for 8 years, and I am now...
it's your thing.
It's... Well, Ted.
It's not anything.
I appreciate... I've grown to really, truly appreciate the history that is taught at Stratford, because it's far more intriguing than anything we ever learned in school.
It's been such a big change, because when we were in school, it was all, these were the dates, this is what happened, this is where they went, and in that way. Now you start learning the stories and the people.
Right.
And even people beyond the Lees. Right. I just think of the first time I went to how the story has changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more personal.
Yeah.
Not only with the Lees, but with the community and the people who worked at Stratford.
Absolutely. It's such an incredible history, Ted, and we really want everyone in America to be able to see themselves in the history of our country and in the history at Stratford. And I think you can when you come to Stratford. It's not just the story of the great men, although there were plenty of great men, right, in Stratford's history. Our recent podcast that Dr. Steffi puts out, Stratford Mail, focuses on one of the women of Stratford Hall, Alice Lee Shippen, who grew up with those Patriot brothers, and then played a significant role in Philadelphia during the Revolution. That Stratford Mail episode focuses on some wonderful correspondence between her and the Adams women up in Massachusetts and their kind of mutual dislike, let's say, for Benjamin Franklin. So really fascinating history from a woman's perspective, which I can appreciate. But you also at Stratford get to see the history of the indigenous population that predate, right, the Lees and the colonial period of the site, and the incredibly rich role that Africans and African Americans played in building the incredible buildings that we're preserving today. So it's a broad and diverse and complex and layered history, but one that I think is really engaging for visitors and worth telling and brings our community together.
It does. No, it is. It is fascinating. It does show you, just even on a simple term, of just how the Lees had decisions to make. You know, when the Revolution started.
Yeah.
And there was a lot at stake. We look at it now and we think, well, of course. But sometimes some of the questions and some of the, just like you say, the personality. That is what's so interesting, because we look at these people and we read a little bit here, but realize that they're just like us.
Yeah.
And not everybody likes one another.
Right. No, absolutely not. And that is what I think is so rich in our interpretation. If you come and you take one of our audio tours, you're learning not just, you know, about the generic history of the period, but you're learning about specific individuals. You're learning about Caesar, who was the enslaved chef who was making chocolate desserts in the historic kitchen for the Lees. You learn about Alice Lee Shippen, right? One of those Lee daughters. So it's told, the history is told through these personal accounts, which I think is what all of us as humans kind of want, right? Want to know. Yeah. We can connect with history much more when it's personal.
Well, Alex, I'm glad that you liked history enough.
Absolutely.
To hang out at
so are we, Ted. So are we.
Well, and I just to do another plug for my colleagues and the membership at Stratford. I strongly encourage you to join Stratford, to take the opportunity to do those exclusive research opportunities by appointment with Dr. Gordon Blaine-Steffi. He truly is an amazing storyteller.
Oh, yes.
And, I mean, you've had the opportunity, Ted, to work with him a number of times now, and he's great.
His podcast, the podcast, sign up for it.
Yeah.
It is so well done and so well researched, mm-hmm. and it really is. Quick break. We're going to wrap this up this morning. StratfordHall.org, the website for Stratford Hall. Karen Daly and Alex Carter here this morning. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Alex Carter, Karen Daly here this morning from Stratford Hall, StratfordHall.org. Brews and Barbecue this Saturday, 11 to 6, Alex, and get your tickets.
Today.
They go up after today. You can still get them online. You can get them on site, too, on Saturday.
Absolutely. And one thing I have failed to mention, Ted, is the first 1,500 adult tickets sold that come through the gate will receive a Pilsner 16-ounce souvenir glass.
Okay.
So,
okay.
A little bonus.
And you can stay on site at Stratford Hall.
Absolutely. Make it a weekend. So our folks down in reservations will be in. The days leading up to the festival are in and ready to take your reservation. We do have a variety of cabins, log cabins that opened for the season yesterday. So we have 1, 2, and 3 bedroom cabins to offer families, as well as guest houses, which are a little more traditional in terms of hotel stays.
Yeah, but to stay on site.
Mm-hmm.
What a cool thing.
Very cool. Yeah. So convenient. We'll do breakfast in the morning for our lodgers Saturday morning in the dining room, which is directly across from one of our guest houses.
Yeah.
You can join the festival, which has an incredible lineup of, you know, a full day of activities, and then have the opportunity to just kick back and relax in lodging at the end of the day.
Stay on site, make some s'mores around a little fire pit.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about driving home afterwards. So it's really a lovely.
Make it a memory.
Yep. Yeah,
make it a memory. So for people that may have missed it, Alex, Brews and Barbecue, 11 to 6, and there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. So we've got brews in terms of local craft brews, spirits, wineries, distilleries, of course, barbecue. Our friends at Team Carolina Barbecue, True Blue, Gregory's Grill, Chillin' and Grillin', will be there along with homemade ice cream and incredible live music lineup beginning at 11:15, running through 6, the end of the festival. You can tour the Great House. We have Aim, Hit, Go, which we talked about, the video game. So for me, growing up in the 90s, it's going to be very nostalgic.
Yeah.
And seeing folks under the tent and taking advantage of that. Mustang Car Show, as well as Cornhole, Ring Toss, right outside of the party tents, which you can rent. So we have 2 spots open for the afternoon party tents. So from 2 to 6 p.m., you can rent a party tent. Bring your group over. You'll have access to games. Tables and chairs are provided. So it's an opportunity to just kick back and relax. No matter what the weather brings, you'll have coverage.
And
so,
all in the shadow of the Great House.
Correct.
Which makes this really special. And
that's
the one of the things. To be on site there at mm-hmm. Stratford Hall mm-hmm. for something like this. And it's spring.
Yeah. First weekend where folks are out and about doing, you know, I hope you did your yard work last weekend and can kick that to the side and come out to Stratford this weekend.
Right.
For the Brews and Barbecue Festival, because it truly is an incredible lineup.
StratfordHall.org. Get your tickets. Get them today. If you get them tomorrow, there'll be a little bit more, but it doesn't matter. It all goes to a good cause. You can get them when you're on site on Saturday morning. StratfordHall.org. Alex Carter, Director of Business Operations and the Festival Coordinator. Karen Daly, the president of Stratford Hall. Thank you. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, Ted.
Great to be with you, Ted. Thank you.
That's it. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Focused on Fredericksburg.